Australian author Roy Williams had an international bestseller with his book, God Actually, in which he took the fight to atheist campaigner Richard Dawkins. Well, Roy Williams has tackled the crisis of faith in Australia now. His new book is called Post-God Nation, and he says fights over schools, sex, science and war have undermined religion. Roy Williams is speaking here with Andrew West from RN's Religion and Ethics Report.
The state schools, administrators who run the state schools to which two-thirds of Australian children go, have to be convinced that religious knowledge needs to be a subject that is taught. Two generations at least of Australian children have grown up not really knowing the first thing about religion, and therefore they're suckers for fundamentalists of all stripes. Our children are missing out on the opportunity to make a fair, informed choice about religion. Once they leave school, the die is often already cast, unless they've been brought up in a religious home, but that's a small minority now. Even the church schools, I argue, especially the Protestant schools at the upper end of the spectrum, are very tokenistic about the sort of religion they teach. It's not compulsory for high school students, for example, to study religion for the HSC, even in so-called Anglican schools, Uniting Church schools.
Well, you're
even the Catholic system isn't as what it used to be.
But you're pretty tough on some of those nominally Christian schools.
Actually,
they're officially Christian schools, but you say that they are just, in some cases, high fee pathways to privilege and prosperity.
That's right.
So you want Christian schools to be more Christian?
I do. So I suppose this puts me at the really conservative end of the argument on this point.
Mm.
I'd argue that the church schools aren't Christian enough, not that they're too Christian. You know, there's the argument about state education versus private schools, and the left overwhelmingly is in favour of state schools, and most of them would probably argue religion ought to be eliminated entirely, you know, hence the arguments about scripture classes and so on. I'm at the very opposite end of that argument. I'd say the problem at core is that people aren't sufficiently educated to know what they're talking about, to know what the questions are, let alone the appropriate answers. And there's 3,000 years of human scholarship on the question that can help you.
I mean, you ask here, do people wish to see youth raised with no religious knowledge at all? Roy, what's your answer?
That was John Forrest, yeah. the great West Australian founding father.
But you ask it again in his spirit.
I do.
What is your answer, though, to the militant secularist who says a resounding yes, we don't want that?
I'd say think again very carefully, because the whole history of our civilization, whether you like it or not, is based on Christianity. I'm talking about the West and Australia in particular. Even Richard Dawkins made a plea a few years ago that at the very least a knowledge of the Bible is essential to understand literature and culture across the West. It's all based on two things, Shakespeare and the Bible. And Shakespeare based his on one of the versions of the Bible kicking around at the time. Whatever your worldview, the fact of the matter is there a God or isn't there? There can't be any more serious question to be answered. I mean, the atheists who are passionate about this will at least say, no, it's a really important question. I simply say, well, I agree with you. It is a crucially important question. Shouldn't all citizens be equipped to answer it in an informed way? Just like you can't read and write unless you're taught the basics. You can't do maths unless you're taught the basics. Mm. Similarly, you can't do religion unless you're taught the basics.
And you can't recognise evil, you argue, evil in all its manifestations, without some understanding of Christian doctrine.
Yeah, the old-fashioned notion of original sin is very, very pertinent in the world today. People still, I think, have a naive idea that all problems can be solved by technology.
Mm.
Or by people just sort of cosily agreeing to get along. That's an Enlightenment idea that has been utterly disproved by the 20th century, by World War I, by World War II, by the rise of neoliberal economics, by scandal after scandal at all levels of government, business. We live in a fundamentally fallen world. And one of the basic Christian messages, I mentioned charity earlier, but another one is, all of us are sinners.
Mm.
It's an old-fashioned word, I know, but it is true. There is no point placing your faith in good human nature because it will simply let you down.
Wow. That's quite a view of the world. Roy Williams, author of Post God Nation, appearing this week at the Sydney Writers' Festival, but this afternoon here on RN on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 with Andrew West.